The following is a public service announcement. If you don't want to know the results of play at Wimbledon this morning, then turn your radio down for about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Otherwise, pop the champagne corks. Let's see what's happened over there today. Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, and Venus Williams and Lindsay. Hey, I thought you guys didn't want to hear this. Lindsay Davenport have all cleared the third round. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport from the Chicago Sun-Times joins us now from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, listen up now. Nadia Petrova of Russia has already beaten Silvia Ilia of Italy. Any relation to Lee Ilia in straight sets? Other matches are you know, beginning as we speak. Any surprises this year?
Well, no, I don't really think so, other than, I guess, Martina Hingis was certainly surprised when she got beaten the first round.
Yeah.
Scott, do you know how hot it's been at Wimbledon?
No, Ron, how hot has it been there?
So hot that strawberries and cream are being outsold by frozen yogurt. I think this makes the decline and fall of the British Empire complete, don't you?
Oh, mercy. Jennifer Capriati, what a year. And how does she do on grass?
Well, she can play beat just about anybody and just about anything these days, Scott. You know, this is really one of the nicest stories in sports of the last year or so. We talk about comebacks in sports all the time, but this is the real thing. You know, one day Capriati's going to write her autobiography, and then the front will be a picture of her holding up the Wimbledon trophy, standing next to the Duchess of Kent, I guess. And on the back will be her jailhouse mugshot. Scott, she's only 25, but she has seen it all. 14-year-old wunderkind with more endorsement contracts and victories, Olympic gold medalist at 16, and then it all went downhill. Drugs, runaway, arrests, the whole disaster. But what's really been great is the way she came back. You know, it wasn't easy for her even when she got back into tennis. Her body had changed. She wasn't that wispy little teenager anymore. And, Scott, when she got seriously back into tennis after putting those personal problems pretty much behind her, she lost in the first round of 5 tournaments in a row. Her world ranking dropped to 227th. And look at her now, one of the most competitive eras ever in women's tennis. She's the Australian Open champion, the French Open champion, and favored to win Wimbledon.
Yeah. Quickly, in the men's game, Pete Sampras seemed vulnerable to you?
Well, I guess he does just because he's getting a little older, although I noticed that when he won the other day, he tied Rod Laver for second place on the all-time, you know, consecutive win streak of Wimbledon. They're only behind Bjorn Borg. And boy, oh boy, the prospect of a Pete Sampras Andre Agassi final. I think we deserve that, don't you? And maybe with the Williams sisters in there and Jennifer in the mix, this could be one of the great Wimbledons ever, I think.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport.